It's 3:30 and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Elisa Randall. In the weather for today, it's a cloudy and cool day of 7 degrees outside our East York studios. In the news today, all eyes around the world were on Prince William and Kate Middleton's royal wedding this morning. The wedding was at Westminster Abbey in London. They are now the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. According to CP24.com, it is estimated that 2 billion people tuned in to watch the fairy tale wedding. Thousands of supporters, as well as some protesters, packed Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey at dawn in London. The couple kissed not once but twice at the balcony at Buckingham Palace. Kate Middleton's dress stole the show. Designer Sarah Burton at Alexander McQueen created the much-anticipated dress. A Canadian is one of the victims killed in a blast in Morocco on Thursday. Foreign Affairs confirmed that a Canadian citizen was one of the 15 victims of the suspected terrorist blast in Marrakech, Morocco. The blast ripped through a cafe above Marrakech's square. 23 people were wounded in the attack. Official MAP news agency says the preliminary investigation suggests that this was a terrorist attack that was caused by an explosive device. The Interior Ministry said that 7 identified dead victims also included 2 French citizens, a Dutchman, and 2 Moroccans. In local news, East Yorkers came together at a local pub last Tuesday to watch the English language federal leaders debate. And as The Observer's Jesse Mirsky reports, the crowd was quick to show who their support was for.
The political process was alive and well at Wally's Pub last Tuesday. East Yorkers came out to support the Liberal MP hopeful in the riding of Toronto Danforth, Andrew Lang. Over beer and chicken wings, the crowd and their leader had some fighting words for their opponents.
Reintroducing the national child care strategy, that strategy that was almost through government when Jack Layton defeated it. And people need to remember that Jack Layton chose his own political objectives over national child care.
NDP leader Jack Layton, Toronto Danforth, support is strong in the riding, with plenty to criticize. But Shannon Lundquist agrees. These voters were quick to say that Ignatieff won the debate. The challenge now will be to see if Lang can win Layton's seat. Jesse Mirsky, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In other local news, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford will be endorsing Prime Minister Stephen Harper in the federal election, according to the Toronto Sun. Tonight, Ford will be introducing Harper at a Conservative Party rally in Brampton. His big victory in last October's mayoral race was seen as a possible advantage in the federal Conservatives' battle for more seats in the GTA. Ford's press secretary, Adrian Batra, confirmed that the mayor would be at the event and publicly support Harper. Batra said that the mayor feels that the Conservatives are really the only ones talking about lower taxes and job creation. In sports, the Jays have won their first series in 3 weeks. The Jays had a victory over the Texas Rangers. Cornyn bunted home with a tie-breaking run in the 9th inning on Thursday. Patterson got a single, John McDonald stayed at third base until the ball was safely in play, and he scored the go-ahead run. The Jays added 2 more runs when Texas made 2 errors on the same play. In hockey news, the Vancouver Canucks successfully beat the Nashville Predators in the opening of the NHL Western Conference semifinal series. Canucks won 1-0 against the Predators Thursday night. Canucks' Chris Higgins scored the lone goal of the game in the second period. Game 2 of the best-of-7 series will be played Saturday at Rogers Arena. In other sports news, Canada's Patrick Chan has won the gold medal for breaking skating records. On Thursday, the 22-year-old Torontonian skated at the ISU Figure Skating World Championships in Moscow, Russia. He has claimed his first world skating title. He broke all 3 records, scoring 187 points. In other news, according to Mary Burridge, curator of the Royal Ontario Museum, water is going to continue to be a hot commodity internationally as the growing population needs to be supplied fresh water to survive. The museum's latest exhibit on water discusses how Canadians compare with the rest of the world.
We have so much water, we don't really think about this, but in actual fact, Canadians are the second worst in the world as far as using water. And next to the Americans, I think we use about 260 liters a day. And it's, when you go to in areas where there's very little water, they use about 6 liters a day. So you can see we can certainly conserve a lot of water if we just put our minds to it.
Burridge said North Americans will have to learn to conserve water to meet the international needs for all countries. And in entertainment news, the Ultimate Fighting Championship will be making their Ontario debut on Saturday, April 30th. Fighters Georges St. Pierre and Jake Shields will be battling it out in the sold-out and much-anticipated event at the Rogers Center to a crowd of about 50,000 people. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Elisa Randall. Have a good evening.